Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour opens your eyes and helps you move forward. Today's children are different, and I'm not just saying that because I'm an old cranky person. Autism, learning differences, other challenges are more prevalent than ever in our kids. And according to the CDC, one in 88 children has a diagnosis of autism. So now what does that mean? Is that just a label? And why are we seeing this now? Does it have something to do with us as a species, maybe, where we're headed? Do our children have a message for us? My guest on today's show is Susie Miller. And she believes that we are continually being recalibrated to the highest aspect of who we really are. And she's here today to share her breakthrough ideas about supporting and understanding children on the autistic spectrum, and in the process, how we can expand our understanding of our place in the universe. I will introduce you to Susie in just a minute, but first, would you please go over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? That is the best possible place to find out more about what's coming up on this show, to connect with classes and events. And if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, fogcitypsychic.com is where you can find out how to get in touch with me to set up a private session. Now, next week, Out of the Fog moves to noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ. So starting next Wednesday, spend your lunch hour or your morning coffee break, depending on where you are in the country, listening to great guests and spiritual conversation. And of course, our fine tradition of chair dancing to the bumper music will continue too. So join us next week at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. And now, a licensed pediatric speech-language pathologist with a master's in education and a certificate of clinical competence, Susie Miller is a pioneer in shifting the perception of autism. Throughout her 25-year career, Susie has collaborated with psychologists, social workers, educators, and medical professionals, and she's currently collaborating with Dr. William Tiller to spearhead the Autism Intention Experiment Research Project. This groundbreaking experiment could forever change the way the world perceives and approaches the subject of autism. Susie is the founder of the Awesomism certification process, educating parents and professionals regarding the spiritual gifts of this population, as well as how to use these gifts to support their challenges. She's also the author of Awesomism, a new way to understand the diagnosis of autism. You can find out more about Susie and her work at SusieMiller.com. That's S-U-Z-Y Miller.com. Susie, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Let's start, for people who haven't heard you before, let's start by finding out how you came to this work.
It's been an interesting journey, I'm sure, just like many people's journeys are. Mine started in a very clinical way, as a speech-language pathologist. But in 1999, I met a child who was diagnosed with autism. And quite frankly, he was really one of the first children that I had ever worked with diagnosed with autism. And a matter of fact, the two that I had worked with before, I had either been let go or they let me go because it just wasn't a match. But what was interesting is when I met this child on this fateful day, he was actually in the daycare center where I was going to see him, and he was walking back and forth. He was saying, "It's the millennium, it's 1999. And he just kind of kept saying that. He seemed like he was very much in his own world. And looking through my speech pathology eyes, I felt, you know, I kind of thought, oh, that's a strange little kid, you know. But when I actually went up to meet him, he came right up to me and he looked me right in the eyes and he stopped his language. It's the millennium, it's 1999. When he looked at me, he said, "Master." And when he said "master," I really, number one, I had no idea what that word even really meant. But more importantly, what I noticed is that there was a visceral sensation that ran through my body. There was an awareness that ran through my body. And his gaze, his eye gaze, was strong enough that I remember asking myself in my head, you know, who's the master here? You know, what's going on here? And so, you know, that was a little unsettling, and yet we moved right to finding a room within the daycare center where we could work together. And when we went into this room by ourselves, it was very clear that, you know, he did not want to be in the room. He wanted to be out with his friends. And so I decided I would just sit in front of the door and I would just give him some time to get acclimated to me and me to him. And as I was sitting on the floor watching him kind of pace back and forth in the room, all of a sudden I saw something floating above his physical body. It was the same shape as his physical body. It was floating completely above the physical body, and it was made of light. So what I know now was his light body. And there was a tail that hung from one of the feet, right off the toes, into the crown of his physical head, and right down, it almost like it dipped into his heart. So the light body and the physical body were only attached by this little cord coming off the foot of light down into the heart. And I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, I'm a clinical speech-language pathologist. I'm supposed to be sane, right? So on that day, I wasn't so sure I was. But nevertheless, you know, you can't see something like that without having a natural curiosity. So the next question that I asked myself is, you know, what is that? You know, what am I actually seeing? And in that moment, I heard, which in a way that I now know was telepathically, but in that moment, I heard, "That's my light body. You are here to help me integrate my light body into my physical body." And so, you know, what do you do with that? You know, you go home and you try not to think about it anymore. But every time I would see him, he would take me through a variety of processes. He began coming to me in my sleep or in my meditation state. He was just doing everything he could to help me awaken to the gifts that I have so that I could then utilize those gifts on his behalf. And that process took a year, and during that time, I was also seeing, you know, I was beginning to see many more children diagnosed with autism. So they were all coming at that point to my private practice. And what was interesting is they were all telepathic, and they all could tell me things that they needed or ways in which I could support them. And most often, those ways were typically energetic in nature. So it was a year-long ride with Riley in the state of Maine, and at the end of that year, I literally used everything that I had learned from him on his behalf. And I did that through a distance healing session. And I went to see him physically the next day. Well, lo and behold, he was talking and writing and doing things that he hadn't done before that distance session. And he really kind of set me pretty straight. You know, he kind of wrote out, you know, you love them. You can have them anywhere.
Wow.
It's the most amazing advance. Now advance the magic is basically what he said. So here I am talking to you, advancing the magic.
Wow. It is, I know we're getting up to the break here, but I just want to share that I am, my oldest son is on the spectrum, and I work as a professional intuitive. My sense of my son is that he is telepathic. I think it's easier for him to communicate that way than it is sometimes to communicate using his physical, like his voice box.
Absolutely. And there are, telepathy is something that we all have and we all can have access to. It's just a higher vibrational form of communication. But the majority of these children are functioning from that higher vibrational level. So telepathy to them is very easy. And you're right, it's much more cumbersome to try to use all of the processing that goes into verbal communication. It can be a real challenge, actually.
Wow. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Susie Miller. We're talking about supporting and understanding our gifted children with autism. You can find out more about Susie and her work at susiemiller.com. And we'll be right back after this.
I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Susie Miller. She's the author of Awesomism, A New Way to Understand the Diagnosis of Autism. And you can find out more about Susie and all her work at SusieMiller.com. That's SusieMiller.com. Susie, we were talking before the break about how a child who'd been labeled as autistic really helped open your eyes to see more than you'd been seeing. And I wonder how you would maybe contrast what the medical profession defines as autism and your own personal definition of autism through working with these kids for so many years.
Yeah. I think that the medical profession, the educational profession, they're trained to have a very kind of left-brained, linear approach to just about everything. So what ends up happening is when they look at a child who has some of the characteristics that children diagnosed with autism have, they perceive that as a disorder. So they call it the autism spectrum disorder, and they are looking at their inabilities versus their abilities. And then they're creating programs and structures and support systems so that those abilities kind of get filled in over time. My vantage point as a speech-language pathologist probably would have been a lot like that at the beginning. But at this point, I'm looking at this population of children from a vibrational vantage point or from an energetic vantage point. You might even say from a soul perspective, soul to soul. And when I look at them soul to soul, what I really see is a collective group of children, of humans, who are really functioning vibrationally much higher. They have a much higher vibrational frequency than most other humans. That makes it very challenging to integrate into a physical body. So, we've watched in the past maybe yogis or sages or beings that have worked really hard to increase their vibrational frequency. We know that those individuals also have a little bit of a challenge being in the physical world and relating to the physical world. This is a whole population of children who are coming this way. And more often than not, when you look at their parents are also very intuitively gifted, energetically sensitive, if you will, to one degree or another. Their parents, however, that generation, the frequency was not quite as high, so it made it a little bit easier to integrate into the physical body. But even if people like you and I, Karen, integrated into the physical body, we still see the world from a little different vantage point than many people because of some of the skill sets that are available. Mm-hmm. So you take that to the next generation, of the children, and now we have a population who says, I think I'm just going to stay in this vibrational frequency. I'm going to hold this vibrational pattern until the rest of humanity can catch up with where I am. And so yes, there are a lot of physical challenges that go with that. Yes, there are even some processing kinds of challenges that go with that. But it has more to do with the frequency of who they really are. And I think the other thing that's really important to note is that, again, many people look at what these children are not capable of doing, and thus they get a certain diagnosis. The interesting thing is that we all exist in different places, different realms. There's different aspects of ourselves. And these children are functioning very well in the places where they reside. So, and once we begin to really understand that, we can begin to use some of those strengths to both help us overcome some of our weaknesses, but also help them overcome some of theirs.
Hmm. Why do you think they chose to come in this way, where it is so difficult, it is such a challenge? Why do that, and why now?
Well, let's answer the why now part first, because why now? I really believe that these children are, in many ways, an evolutionary step. I see this population as really forerunners. So if you can imagine, you know, humanity is on an evolutionary track, you know, we're awakening more and more to who we really are all the time. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this population begins to show up, and they can hold that very high vibrational frequency, but they haven't quite figured out how to get that very high vibrational frequency integrated into the physical body. Mm-hmm. And so they do have challenges, but so does every forerunner. You know, everybody who has had a vision or who has had a level of consciousness that has exceeded the collective, they've always gotten themselves into trouble. You know, it's or they've been put in trouble by others who perceive them. So from my vantage point, yes, they're having challenges. Yes, they are forerunners. Yes, they are here to hold a certain vibrational frequency so that the majority of humanity can begin to raise their vibrational frequency. Mm-hmm. And so it takes a little bit of tenacity on a soul level to kind of say, you know what, I'm not going to be here just because you want me to be here. I'm not going to be educated the way everybody else is educated, just because that would make everybody feel comfortable. I'm going to hold a particular vibrational frequency. And by doing that, what very naturally happens is parents, teachers, therapists, that you just really have to take a deep look at yourself. You know, we get the opportunity to have our hearts opened in new ways. We have the opportunity to really begin to trust some of our intuitive skills. Many of these children are nonverbal. So, you know, it's amazing to watch some of these kids who are nonverbal go into a teacher for the first time, you know, the beginning of the year. By the end of the year, that teacher will be much more intuitive than they were at the beginning of the year, just by having those kids in their presence. And it happens to parents everywhere as well. So they're both helping us get in touch with aspects of ourselves that we might not typically get in touch with. And as we do, it feels a little bit more comfortable for them to be here, and mm-hmm. they can kind of wiggle their way in.
Hmm. I've heard you say that these children may not have had physical incarnations before, that this is their first time. Is that right?
Yes. And it's interesting. I've checked this question out again pretty recently because I had a bit of a rebuttal as far as that statement. And what I will say is that all of the children that I have worked with that were diagnosed with autism, they have not had a physical incarnation before. I'm not going to say that everyone out there is the same way, but the ones that I have seen, and this is a child who is considered or diagnosed autistic, you know, versus, you know, Asperger's or PDD, NOS, you know, those kind of further out ends of that spectrum. And what that also means is, what I mean by that is that it's not that these children have not been here before. in the physical. It means that they have never been in the density of this particular physical form before. So if we took a look at maybe like the times of Atlantis or the times of Lemuria or Mu, when our civilization was in a much lighter body, they may very well have been able to incarnate at that time because their vibrational frequency and the lightness of form were compatible. But in the density of the physical form as it is right now, as it has been for the last, you know, probably several thousand years even, no, the kids that I've been hanging out with and hear from, they have not been here before in the density of this type of form.
Wow. Wow. And that, I'm imagining you now as the speech and language pathologist, and I know because of my journey with both my children, I know a lot of speech pathologists.
You know what we're like.
Right. Yeah. And they don't talk about Atlantis, Susie. They don't.
Yeah. No, I remember when I very first started talking about this in 1999, and of course I was just excited because I was like, oh my God, my world has just been broken open, and I was trying to make sense of it. And I learned very quickly, you know, it's almost like I could talk to the occupational therapist pretty much because they were into all the sensory stuff. Mm-hmm. But PTs and speech language pathologists, they kind of looked at me like I was, you know, I had three heads there for a while. But they're even coming on board now, too. So that's good.
Well, one of the things we'll do when we come back from this break is I want to ask you about your collaboration with Dr. William Tiller and the Autism Intention Experiment. We'll also talk about awesomism, and which I just like to say, awesomism, and the certification process that's beginning in July. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it fun.
Make it fun.
Make it fun. I got to
make it fun. The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, dancing in my chair. And Susie Miller is here. She is the author of the book, Awesomism, A New Way to Understand the Diagnosis of Autism. She facilitates the Awesomism certification process. The next one begins July 1st. And she's also collaborating with Dr. William Tiller on the Autism Intention Experiment. So, Susie, we were talking a little bit before the break about that kind of shift in your perception from science to maybe being open to more things, and also about the way that parents of autistic children are also called, I think, to make that shift so that they can embrace their children, they can help communicate and help their children maybe hold that frequency that they're here to hold. Can you say a little bit about the work that you're doing now with Dr. William Tiller and what the Autism Intention Experiment is?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited about this because, quite frankly, I've been hearing from the kids for years that somebody would come along that would really help the scientific community understand who these children really are. And when I hear who they really are, I, you know, take it from that energetic or soul level perspective. So that's exactly what happened. And Dr. William Tiller is a Stanford scientist, or was. He's a tenured Stanford scientist. And for the last 40 years, he has done a significant amount of research in the area of intention. So how can our intentions actually create something in the physical reality? And what he will say, you know, orthodox science does not believe that intention can create any substantial change in a physical reality. But what he found out after 40, 42 years of research is that that's not true, that our intentions do have a huge impact. And we know this from I know this from a very basic level, you know, setting my own intentions, you know, we've all done that. We also know that, or I also know when I support parents in setting particular intentions, they begin to move in that energy. So at a very simplistic level, we know that intention can have an impact. But what Dr. Tiller also found is that he could imbue an electrical device with a clear, coherent intention. And that intention could be broadcast, you know, across time and space. It could be broadcast into people's spaces so that the energy of that space would meet that intention. So what Dr. Tiller asked of the children is, you know, what is that intention that you would like to have? And they actually wanted a twofold intention. They wanted one intention to support them in fully integrating into their physical bodies so that they can be here in the physical body and maintain the vibrational frequency that they currently are, you know, the reason that they came here in the first place. So that's one intention. And the other intention was actually to be broadcast to the parents. And that intention was to help the parent or parents to really de-stress, to kind of unwind the very natural stressors that come with having a child that has physical, mental, emotional kinds of perceived challenges. So these two intentions are broadcast simultaneously, and they create a change. Literally, they condition the space that you live in. It's broadcast right into people's homes. So through Dr. Tiller's research, he found that they did all kinds of research well before the autism intention experiment, they were able to change anxiety and depression in human beings. They were able to raise and lower the pH of water from significant different distances from Payson, Arizona to Berlin. So we knew that this, could be broadcast across space and time. We did not know, the impact that it would have on children diagnosed with autism. But our theory was, because they're so energetically sensitive, if you give them an energetic space that really fosters them being here in their bodies, then they'll take advantage of that energetic space. And that's exactly what we found. So we currently have 44 families that are going through this intention experiment, and they live all over the world, and with Japan, Australia, they're everywhere. And what was very interesting, we began this process, this year-long process, December 3rd of last year. On the very first day that we turned the intention host device on and began to project that energy into various spaces around the world, children started talking. So very first day, there was a little girl in Australia who had never spoken before and all of a sudden had 20 words.
Whoa.
And right. And being a speech-language pathologist, I said whoa too.
Because yeah, that's huge.
It's enormous, because we all know how, from a mental, physical, cognitive standpoint, language is very challenging. Verbal language is very challenging for a child who doesn't have it. But here we were projecting the appropriate space for these children, and they fell into it. So I told all the statisticians that communication was going to be the last thing that showed up. But communication has been the first thing that showed up for all of these children. And so we're seeing, children with no language going to having words, children with no language going to, the ability to use facilitated communication, children who had language who are now using complete sentences. So it really blew me away, quite frankly. And I love the fact that here is a Stanford-based scientist who has all of this information in intention, and he's willing to hear from the collective consciousness of the children, what do they want, how can we make this better? And so what we've been doing is every 3 months we get a lot of feedback from the parents through a couple different reports that they have to fill out. And by that information, we're also able to kind of tweak the intention. And we did that in March because we were noticing that some of the kids were really kind of showing up, but the parents were having a little bit of a challenge with the changes that were taking place, and also with some of the detox kind of experiences that take place when you're changing, that rapidly. And so we tweaked it a little bit so that the parents would not have to rely so much on their emotional bodies to help them through that time, almost so that they could rely more on their soul bodies, or a higher aspect of them could come in and support them so that they didn't move into any type of fear or worry or concern as their child really began to change so significantly. So it's been really amazing. I don't know any other way to say it. I still can't believe it sometimes. So.
And is it, I'm imagining you and Dr. Tiller, in a lab in a basement at Stanford, and there's a big black box and it's, kind of sending out waves. I mean, how is this intention encoded into the device, and how does the device send out the energy?
Right.
Because there's no device in the homes of the people who are participating, right? It's only there.
Right. There is an option to have an intention host device in your home. It's just not very cost effective to do it that way, especially when we can get the same results by broadcasting. And he looked at both of those because he used to do it by sending a device out. And we just learned, he learned over time that he didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. So basically what happens is the intention was created, co-created from the collective consciousness of the children and Dr. Tiller. So I offered Dr. Tiller the information that they wanted. He put it into a very scientific formula that, quite frankly, when I read, I'm not even sure I understand because of the R space and the D space and all of these kinds of things, the reciprocal space. So anyway, he's got it into that type of formula. He and his wife have been meditating together for over 40 years. He also has two people who are working with him up in his lab in Payson who have also been longtime meditators and are used to getting into altered, you know, that altered state of consciousness, higher state of consciousness. So they basically, they literally check the device, the electrical device before they measure the device before. They go into this meditative state. When they reach a certain place in that meditation, Dr. Tiller reads the intention statement and basically, thy will be done, you know, kind of thing. And as soon as they come out of that meditation, they check the device again, and they will notice there is an alteration in the energy of that device. So something has been imbued. You know, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. we don't know what's been imbued, but something's changed.
Mm-hmm.
That device is then connected to a computer that scrolls the names and addresses of each one of the individuals participating in the autism intention experiment. And thus, that energy is broadcast through a foil that has that address on it. It's like moving right through that as an imprint. So, and it shows up.
Wow. Golly, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Susie Miller. You can find out more about the Autism Intention Experiment at susiemiller.com. And we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Susie Miller. She's sharing some of her groundbreaking ideas about autism and autistic children, why they're here, why our energetic children, our energetically sensitive children, are having a difficult time kind of being fully in the body. Susie, for people who are listening and who want more information about the Autism Intention Experiment, how can they get more information?
They can get more information by going to susiemiller.com. On the left-hand column, there will be, actually on the main page, there's a picture of Dr. Tiller. You can click that. There's also a page on the left-hand sidebar called the Autism Intention Program. And actually, if they will wait till tomorrow, there will be a brand new page up there that gives even more information than the one that's currently there.
Oh, great. Okay, so susiemiller.com, and that's SUZY Miller.com. And people who are there will also see some things about awesomism. Can you say I'm going to say it again, awesomism. What is awesomism? How did you come up with that?
Well, awesomism, it really kind of came from the book first, but obviously my perception of children diagnosed with autism is not that they're autistic, but that they were truly awesome. Hmm. And so from that vantage point, awesomism emerged. But what came out of that, after a few people had read the book, and, you know, what I noticed right off the bat is that many parents, many teachers, professionals, you know, energy workers, light workers, they've all had some pretty interesting experiences with these children as well. And they might not necessarily have had the language for it, but they definitely have had the experiences. So I began to have a lot of people ask me if I would, you know, kind of share how I worked with the kids or how I work with the parents. And so from that really emerged the awesomism certification process. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm taking people through a threefold process so that they can also begin to work connecting with the children telepathically, being able to connect with the children where they are energetically, so that the children can kind of decide what their process of integration is going to look like, so that they can actually be supported in the way they'd like to be supported, you know, according to their soul's purpose, because truly believe that, you know, it's not integration for the sake of integration. It's, you know, everybody has a soul's journey. Everybody has a way in which they're showing up here. And so we need to be very, we have to honor that process. But the certification process takes them through, like I said, a threefold process where they are being given information initially about who these children really are, how they function, really what makes a difference to them from an energetic vantage point, and then, you know, lots of opportunity to ask a lot of personal questions about how do we apply that to, you know, the fact that they have these challenges as well. So they get that energetic vantage point. We also go through a process that the children taught me, which is really a clearing of the energy field, and particularly the clearing of the lower chakras, because one of the things that the children have said is they find it very hard to be here because the frequency of here is not the frequency of love. And we're not quite there yet as a humanity where we really function from this frequency of love.
Yes.
And part of the challenge in that is that our lower chakras are, the physical presence, the mental body, the emotional body, they've been, you know, kind of dragged around in the quagmire of, you know, human conditioning. And so we go through an energetic process where we begin to release some of that and begin to understand, you know, kind of more of, you know, those higher aspects of ourselves. And from that place, we began an awful lot of practice in this telepathic communication with the children. And, you know, everybody comes into this process saying, oh, I'll never be able to do that, you know, or it's not possible. But the fact is that it's possible for everybody. As I said, you know, we all have this ability. It's just that we've been so conditioned away from it that, and we haven't practiced it. We don't trust it. So this gives us an opportunity to really trust what we get, to really begin to practice and offer it to people in a way that is professional, not woo-woo and out there. And we also spend a lot of time talking about, it's one thing to get information from the children. It's another thing to deliver it in a way that can actually be heard. And so I think, unlike other, again, it's not telepathy even for the sake of telepathy alone. It's not a party trick kind of thing. It's really a bridge or an opportunity to have somebody who can access that level of consciousness do so and provide professional information back to a teacher or a parent or whomever, so that that person can begin to understand maybe what their child's directives are instead of just kind of hitting and missing in the dark.
Mm. And always with that fear that as you try and fail, that it's now you've damaged the child or you made the wrong decision or right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, and you think, I mean, I'm sure you know this yourself. I mean, you, as a parent, you go through everything that you can to support your child and to help them, and everything maybe has a little bit of progress mixed into it and maybe has some side effects mixed into it as well. And sometimes the ebb and flow of that movement is inevitable, but it makes a heck of a lot of difference to a parent if they start a new treatment or a new therapy and the child is saying, yep, this is going to work in the long run, but we're going to have to go through a little bit of a detox. So, I mean, just knowing that ahead of time, then the parent doesn't go into guilt. They don't go into, oh, my gosh, I did something to make my child's life worse instead of better. You know, simple things like that can make a huge difference and make the trajectory, into that integration process so much easier.
Now, of course, we've run right up against the end of the show, as always happens, way more questions than we have time for. Susie, how can people find out about you and your work? How can they find out about the Awesomism certification process?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right to the website at susiemiller.com. You know, if you have comments or questions, please feel free to, there's a contact me button there. You can send me some information. The Autism Intention Experiment information is also there. There's also a program called Awesomism 1 that is a free self-study program, and it has all kinds of great information in it. It gets you really saturated in the concepts, the ideas, the theories, vantage point of awesomism. It's a great place to start, and it's completely free for for a full month, so you can check that out.
Wonderful. Susie, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Karen. It was really fun.
Thank you. It was fun, wasn't it? You're very welcome. That is all the time we have for today. Don't forget to head over to FogCityPsychic.com, click on everything, and next week you'll join us at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ. I want you to meet Lisa Jesswine. She's an intuitive with an amazing personal story to share. I think you're going to like her. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.